guys, Rick and Duke, welcome to another episode of Warhog Words of Wisdom. This one here, we're going to talk about firearms manipulation and why I think it's so important. So again, before I jump into the show, just a little bit of housekeeping from the backside. For those of you asking, who's this Duco character? So Duco was my combat assault dog. I lost him to osteosarcoma July 5th, 2021. We started the show. We're going to end the show, keep his memory alive. You guys can check out the first episodes of Words of Wisdom, see Duke in there and his cameo role. So critical part to the show. Another huge favor, guys, go to warhog.com, kellydefense.com, sign up for our newsletters. Trust me, we won't bombard you with a bunch of craziness. It's just putting out pertinent information, things that will pertain to you and give you value information, whether it's savings, coupon code, training tips, whatever the case may be, new products, all that other good stuff. So don't forget warhog.com, kellydefense.com. Also, do me a favor, guys. If you're driving, wait till you get to that safe point, but do me a huge favor. Hit that subscribe button. Leave us a rating review. Help us get this algorithm so that On the Range podcast gets out as far as we can. Tell your friends, tell your family, hit that little share button on this and get people out there so they can hear the show. Don't forget, you guys can check us out on patreon.com/onTheRangePodcast as well. Bi-monthly Zoom call with our patrons. Great time, great community. And last but not least, we've got OTR On Demand. You can go check that out as well. And that's on Warhog and KellyDefense.com. So let's jump right into the show, guys. So really, I want to get into firearms manipulation. Why do I think that's so important? So really, let's set the hook here and get things going. For those of you that have attended one of my training courses, you've heard me tell the story. I'm alive today because, again, an individual savage did not have good firearms manipulation skills. Long story short, he basically had the drop on me. I was not in the most conducive location to duke it out with him in this particular situation. So long story short, I watched him press that selector lever on that AK-47 three separate times. The thing that saved me was he had a folding stock AK and he could not get that selector lever engaged. So for those of you that don't know about AKs, the first click, that's full auto. So all I had to do was just get that safety off and run that thing. I harp in my courses, especially for my LE guys, the importance of firearms manipulation. So what do I mean by firearms manipulation? It's just the ability to manipulate the firearm in a efficient and effective manner. So let's think about this for a couple minutes. You know, if you're a slingshotter, meaning, hey, you come over the top of your slide to release it, to me, it's inefficient. And again, you can go to YouTube and check out some of the videos I've done on that. The thing is, for me, when I look at on the pistol, so if I'm looking to release that slide, I'm going to use the slide release. Big thing is people don't even understand, where did this slingshot technique come from? Well, it came from law enforcement in the 80s, because when Mr. Glock originally designed his pistol, it was never intended to have a slide release. It was a slide catch. Because again, over in Austria, big bulky gloves. So in turn, you know, U.S. law enforcement went and was like, hey, we can do this slingshot technique. Well, that works fine, but to me, it's just, it's not efficient. So why wouldn't we use a technique that's going to work regardless whether it's day or night? And again, to me, it's using that support thumb, because for me, it doesn't matter what platform I'm using. I know for a fact that it's going to, my thumb's going to be able to release it. Now I get it. You're going to have those firearm guys out there that goes, in that moment of high stress, you will lose all fine motor skills and you will not be able to release that button with your thumb. And I sit there and go, okay, that's cool. How are we getting our magazine out? So you expect me to have fine motor skills to release my magazine, but not to hit the slide release. In Rick's opinion, it sounds like a training issue. So, just question, you know, you're going to be rude to these firearms instructor, you know, especially from the elite community. You're going to be rude to them. Just ask them, well, excuse me, how is it that I can maintain my skill to sit there and release the magazine, but not to do the side release? So again, to me, I use my support thumb because that way it doesn't matter what platform I'm using. I got it. If you want to use your firing thumb, you can. Trust me, it's just more efficient as that magazine's going in. Just to roll the hand, the thumb's right there, boom, hit it and go. And you're already set up, ready to get shots more efficient and effective down on target. You know, it comes back to, you know, you can use the same thing. We're talking about thumbs and hands and palms. You know, you look at the AR platform, there's still guys trying to use their palm to strike that bolt release. Well, the same principle applies, right? So what Rick tries to teach is, hey, man, if my techniques are universal across the board, then it doesn't matter what platform I have. So if you think about it, I still index my rifle mags. I'm not a beer can gripper. I'm using my index finger just like I would my pistol mags. As it's going in, it's rolling up, and boom, that support thumb's right there. We hit that bolt release, bam, gun's back in action. We're ready to go. So again, it's just being able to manipulate that firearm so that during that high duress situation, you're not having to think, where's my hands go? What do I do? And this is kind of where we roll right into the old accountability check, right? But you guys thought I forgot, but I didn't. You know, the old question now, we'll start first and foremost, you know, if you're an armed professional carrying a firearm for a living, did you dry fire today? If not, hey man, you're still awake. Go get your dry fire training in. Get your training notebook, write down what you're going to do. Get that stuff set up and go spend 5 minutes, you know, trust me, it'll save your life. Speaking of that, you know, did you get your workout in? Well, you're still up. Get your dry fire in, get your workout in. You know, what are you grateful for? Man, it's funny. I was talking to a lady at the grocery store today. Man, she blew me away. She's like, I'm grateful to be alive. I'm like, bam, there it is. How hard is that? You're alive, man. Get fired up about that. Be grateful for that. You know, look for that act of kindness. What do you kind of, you know, I got it. If you're at the house, hey man, do something for your family. Show them that act of kindness. And then last but not least, you know, reach out to your buddies, man. Check on them, you know, especially if those of you that have served in combat, first responders, those that have had traumatic incidences, you know, just reach out. Just go, hey, man, you doing good? And just kind of take it from there. So slightly digress a little bit, but, you know, it's a key part because where can we build this whole firearms manipulation platform? Well, to me, it's built in your dry fire training. Because I get it, this day and age, you know, rounds are expensive. Trying to get to the range, depending on where you're at, you may or may not be able to get to one. But what you can do is you can take the time and you can get your dry fire training in. You can work out that handgun manipulation. You can work out that carbine manipulation. If you're running a shotgun, you can, all these things you can do without leaving the house, but you've got to have a sound plan. That's the key part. Just don't willy-nilly go, hey, what am I doing? You know, if you guys aren't familiar with the Warhog Administrator Load, go check it out. You know, it's a way that I load my firearms each and every time consistently. Oh, by the way, the mere act of me just, and I hate to use the word administrative, but it's kind of the best word I can come up with right now. But even during this administrative load, you know, I'm getting a draw from the holster. I'm getting a presentation. I'm locking my slide to the rear. Again, I use the pinch method. I'm not coming over the top to block that ejection port. Lock my slide to the rear. I conduct in a speed magazine change. Again, one more presentation. Oh, by the way, last but not least, we're conducting a good Warhog check, ensuring there's a round in the chamber. At that point, if you want a holster, when I holster, my thumb is on the back of the slide. I'm not one of these hit and bang and slap and all this other craziness. Nope, just thumbs right there to make sure it doesn't come out of battery. In the holster, good to go. Hey, if you want to pop your mag and put a Barney Fife bullet in, man, I'm good with that as well. Top that thing off so you're running at max capacity. And really, to unload, the same sequence, man. You know, the mere act of unloading your gun. And trust me, I have seen craziness. I've seen states that go, we have to do it this way because that's what we're mandated to do. So check it out. It's this easy. Draw your pistol out in a safe direction. Remove the source feed. Lock the action to the rear. Check the chamber. Check the mag area. Slide forward and holster. You don't need to rack this thing three times. I mean, I'm sitting there just going, why? Why are we adding this falsism in there? Why are we adding added steps? Because now during that high duress situation, you're going to sit there and go back to your lowest form of training, and you're going to sit there and try to rack that thing umpteen gazillion times. No, man, if the gun's not working, boom, we're doing this, this, and this to fix it. It should be automatic. So that's why I push, I harp, I try to drive the point home. Handgun or firearms manipulation is absolutely critical. You know, going back to the carbine, man, select the levers, right? Click, 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 click. How do you not know what position your firearm's in? Because here's the bottom line. If I'm just holding the rifle and it's just sitting there, my thumb is at the bottom of the select lever. I know I got positive contact. Yep, it's in the safe position. If I've got it pocketed in my shoulder and I'm doing some type of up drill or something like that, now my thumb's on top so that I can sit there and throw that safety lever. I mean, how hard is that? Yet I still got guys going click, 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 click. It's like I've watched guys go from fire to safe, try to sit there and squeeze the trigger and they can't. And they're sitting there going, what's wrong? Dude, you don't have good firearms manipulation. You don't understand your platform you're working with. And again, this tool will save your life. Or in my man's case that couldn't get his freaking select lever on, it's going to cost you your life. So think about that for a minute. How well you can manipulate this firearm. Difference, life and death. Why are we not putting the time in? Why are we not training as much as we can, especially if you're an armed professional? If you're carrying a firearm for a living, why would you not put the time in? Well, you know, I qual once a year. Really? Give me a break. Okay? That's testing, not training. So, guys, you've got to have a plan. You know, and it's funny because I'm starting to see a trend where before guys would have workout notebooks, but we've seen that's all going way the dodo bird as well, right? So we got nothing. I don't even know if we're doing physical fitness or what we're doing, but I write it down. Why? Because it gives me a plan. I know exactly what it is. And then, oh, by the way, with that, I can write down my tangibles. Hey, so if I'm doing some type of work off the pro timer, all right, what skill am I working? And I annotate those times down. Am I getting better? Am I getting worse? Do I have a new holster I'm playing with? Or if I'm comparing two holsters, you know, which one works better, which one doesn't? All right, this one here just has a ALS. This one here's got a hood and ALS. Hey, it's going to cost me, you know, a quarter second to work that hood, whatever the case may be. But you've got to figure out what those times are in that, you know, in whatever skill set you're trying to work. And again, the only way that's being done is with the plan. You can say that with life. You know, I've talked about my notebook, man. Go watch that past episode. It's critical. You putting pen to paper, that is what's going to make the difference between going, hey, am I doing it or not? You know, it's, and again, I'm getting a little off tangent here for a second, but it's like saying your goals. Well, I know my goals. Show me. Well, I have it written down. Then how do you got goals? You got some ideas floating in your head, but you don't have anything. You know, when you put pen to paper, that's your accountability. So again, if you have a bad dry fire session, no big deal, right? What was going on? Maybe it's like, you know what, Rick, I try to squeeze it in because I listen to you at 12:30 at night and you know what, that's just not working. Okay, cool. I got it. Or maybe you sit there and go, man, best run ever. What'd you do? Did you have your phone recording it? You know, is this manipulation thing starting to come around where, hey, things are starting to click, actions are starting to happen. You know, I don't know. But I would just tell you this, guys, at the end of the day, if you're carrying a firearm for a living, military, law enforcement, armed civilian, whatever the case may be, I don't care. And you're not putting time in to mastering that tool, then shame on you. And I hate to sound like that, but I'm going to sit there and say it is, you know, as frank as I can, I still tell the LE guys I train, cool, man, you don't want to listen to me? That's fine. It's your life. You want to sit there and do your trippity clacks and, you know, load your gun, you know, all down below your waist and do all this? Cool. Hey, man, it's your life. And I hate to be mean and rude, but that's the bottom line. You know, I'm trying to teach you a skill set that's going to save your life. So, again, why do I harp the dry fire? Because again, firearms manipulation, absolutely critical. So anyway, guys, just take that, have your plan, work it out. And again, trust me, you will see improvements as you continue on this journey. And if you think for a minute that Rick doesn't, you've lost your mind. I'm always sitting there messing with my firearms, doing some type of training, you know, working firearms manipulation, working new equipment, testing out new stuff, whatever the case may be. Hands are on guns daily. Again, you just want that skill set as best as you can for whatever the situation may be. Don't forget, guys, kind of in closing, you know, warhawk.com, kellydefense.com, sign up for the newsletter, patreon.com/ontherangepodcast. If you want to get, be a part of the OTR community and jump on those Zoom calls. Don't forget OTR on demand. Get that on both Warhog and kellydefense.com. Last thing, guys, do me that favor, hit that subscribe button. I got it. If you listen to Spotify, if you listen to Apple, if you listen to iHeart, whatever you listen to, hit them all. Leave us a rating, review. I don't care if it's just thumbs up emoji. Trust me, all that stuff helps us. Share it with your friends, share it with your family, share it with the stranger at the gas station, grocery store. I don't care. Just help us get the word out there. So anyway, guys, train hard, stay safe. God bless you. God bless your family. God bless our troops. And God bless the United States of America. Rick and Duco out.